Hi Irek, drummer of the legendary Neolith. I'm Tarja, welcome to Metal Sock Finland. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing very good.
Good. And Neolith, one of the Polish icons of black death metal since 1991. That's nearly 25 years. Talking about Poland, where the underground metal scenes have always been very active. So how do you see them today? I mean, how they are changed in these years?
Oh, well, there was always a lot of bands in Poland, especially in the underground.
Yeah.
And well, Poland is known for quite a lot of pretty good bands,
yes.
Especially death metal bands. But still, we've got only a few bands that are really making for a living, like Behemoth and Decapitated and Vader.
Yes.
But still, bands like Neolith play for years and years and years and record new albums and do very well because they just love it.
Yes.
And that's the way it is, I suppose.
When you got into Neolith.
That was around, like 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay.
Well, the band is almost as old as I am, because I'm only 26
okay.
years old. But still, it's been quite a bit of time, actually. It's, yeah, six years is
it's a good time.
Fine.
Yes. Okay. So you got into the band 6 years ago, but Neolith have shared the stage for so many great bands like Morbid Angel, Crisium, Vader, Behemoth, Cat, Lux, Occulta, Moonspell, Hate, Corruption, Decapitated, Trauma, and so on.
That's
just
so
a name. So what are your greatest memories? And I'm sure that in these 6 years you have been able to play with many of these.
Yeah, that's true. And to be honest, it's very hard to answer.
Yeah.
Anytime you play the gig, and it actually doesn't matter what bands are you playing with. There are always some good experiences and some bad ones, of course.
Of course.
So it is really hard to answer for me. I would need to think for a moment.
Okay.
Yes, like we had some gigs with Azrael, quite a bit of time ago, with Behemoth.
Mm-hmm.
Like playing for the big crowds, and that was really amazing. And to be honest, it took quite a bit of time to get used to the band and the new people. So for the first year or so, I would say that the gigs were not so really practiced a lot. Like we didn't get together so much. But after a few years, like after a couple of years of playing together, yeah, we did pretty good job on the stage, and especially when we were playing, for example, with Behemoth, we did the job very, very well, playing in front of 1,000 people.
Okay, that's a nice crowd, you know, and must be a great feeling to play in front of that many people.
Yeah, that's true. It's very good feeling.
Okay, and then what could be the bands that you would like to share the stage one day? The dreams, you know.
When it comes to death metal bands, you know, there are always the legends that you want to play with, like Morbid Angel, for example.
Yeah.
And in the past, like I always liked the way that, for example, Cryptopsy played, like the first albums. I'm not saying about the last ones that don't really fit too much into the genre, actually. But yeah, mostly the American band is, as you can tell, Neolith is a band that likes to play the old school way, like
yeah.
the old metal
yes.
from the 90s, and that's probably the sort of stylistic that fits the most to what we play. So of course the American death metal bands would be the best ones.
Okay, so we will see and hope to see you on stage with many of them in the future. Listen, in 2012 you recorded two new songs as the promo before the new album. And one of the promo songs appeared in 2014 on a limited 7-inch vinyl release together with another Polish death metal legend, Betrayer. So please tell me, how was this experience?
Well, it was as you said, the song that was recorded on this little EP album.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I don't really know too much about this split. Okay. It was Levi that was talking with recording company, but still, like, I've got it in my hand right now, and it's really beautiful video.
Okay.
So, well, there's not too much I can tell about it.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay, no problem. And before we'll talk about your new album, please tell me how and when you got into music. Have you always been a drummer?
Oh, I actually, to be honest, I tried a few instruments before, some trumpets and that whole sort of stuff. But I was always into drumming. I just wanted to play the drums since I remember.
Yeah.
And I started playing drums when I was 13 years old. It took quite a bit of time to be able to play anything that was good enough.
Yeah.
And being from Krosno, from the city of the Capitated, like it was the city I spent my childhood in. So I had the pleasure to meet Vitek, the first drummer of the Capitated. He learned me.
Okay, great. That was a good start, you know.
It was a good start. I was like 16 years old when I met him. So he taught me like many important things when it comes to death metal drumming, like blast beats and double bass and that sort of stuff. So yes, I suppose that if I didn't meet him, I wouldn't be in the place I am today.
Yeah. So thanks to him that he introduced you and he gave you this input and passion to go on. And now to your new album. I say only the English name, Fire, Wind, Hell. That came out last Monday via Non-Serviam Records. But how do you say it in the original name? And in what language is it?
Well, the language is like Sumerian.
Yes.
I reckon. To be honest, I don't think I'm able to pronounce it correctly. It's like, it's in Kulaki.
Yes. I don't know. Sounds great anyhow.
I think that if you wanted to hear the correct pronunciation, you would need to speak to Levi. He's like the master when it comes to the
lyrics. Who are you? You are talking about Levi or who?
Levi, yeah.
Yes. So he's the guilty one. Okay.
He's the guilty one. And actually, he's working with the
couple. He's a naughty guy to do this. I don't know who can pronounce it. I have tried, but I said, well, I can pronounce it in my Finnish way or English way, and I said, well, I'll leave it to you, but if you cannot pronounce it so well, we are in a good company.
Well, I think that there's only one guy in the world that can pronounce it.
Okay, so we will ask Levi, okay? But why this choice?
Well, it's connected to the whole idea, the whole concept that is behind the lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's somewhat connected to the band itself, like the name of the band, Neolith.
Yeah.
Mostly the lyrics, we just didn't want it to be like all of the other death metal bands that just talk about some same stuff on and on. It just doesn't seem to be true and valid for us. Because there's so much more that you can grab and put into your music. Like there's so many topics.
Yeah.
Like for example, we wanted to take the inspiration from the ancient times, even before Mesopotamia and Sumerian times and so on. So we just wanted to make it in a different way.
Yeah, I've heard that the lyrics are to honor Enki, Lord of the Earth. So is this the concept, I mean the main concept of the album?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We wanted to show the person of the other God, actually.
Yeah.
Not about the Christianism and all these, like, so much used topics.
Yeah. And what can you tell me about the songwriting process? I mean, how you were organized for it? Is it Levi or did you do it together? We must say that to all those who are not knowing the band so well, Levi is the vocalist.
Yeah, and yes. He's also a leader.
Yes, leader and vocalist.
Yeah. So when it comes to making music,
yeah.
Well, the riffs are mostly done by Konrad. And
yes.
He's a guitar player.
Yeah.
He's been in the band for for many years. Like almost from the beginning.
Yes.
That's mostly his work, but also Boris, the other guitarist, the second one.
Mm-hmm.
He also had some input when it comes to making riffs, and he also brought some ideas. Then when it comes to arrangements and the drums, of course, the beats are always done by me. I don't really like when someone says you should play it that
okay.
way
or
a different way. Like, we are pretty much democratic when it comes to making music. Everyone has his own opinion, and if someone says I want to do it that way and someone else's opinion is different, then we just vote and choose the best way.
That's
I think that is the way it should be.
Yes, you are right. Yes. That's true. And something else that you like to tell me about the lyrics or songwriting? Or do you have something to tell me?
When it comes to lyrics, well, really, you should speak to Levi about it.
Yes, I will call him and say, well.
I was actually focused on making music rather than writing the lyrics.
Okay.
It's not too much my thing.
Okay. You're not your cup of tea, as they say.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
Okay. Great. Listen, the album was recorded at Creative Studio and Cola Studio during winter 2012, 13 and 14, and mixed and mastered by Tom Zalewski at Z Studio one year ago. But the album came out only 1 year later. So why this waiting? Was it a technical reason or what was it?
Well, it always takes quite a bit of time to get the recording to this to the stage that we really are able to accept it. So
yeah.
There was quite a bit of working on it, actually. So it took quite a lot of time. I remember I recorded the drums in June or July. And then the guitars took a few months, and the mixing always took quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
So yes, it's always like really laborious process. When it came to the end, it always also takes some time to find a recording company that.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Because you can always release the album. From some typical underground recording company that just won't offer you anything for exchange, you can say so.
Yes, sure.
And it's always really hard to find a company that is going to promote you.
Yeah. That's unfortunately so that then you lose some time and a lot of time also to do this background work and to be sure that when the album comes out, it gets the best possible attention.
Yeah. And the enough broad audience.
Yes.
But still, we're talking about death metal that is really old school, so it won't be any less relevant in the future. So even if you wait a few months or even a year, it's still a good death metal. So.
Yes, it's still fresh.
Yes, still fresh.
Yes, fresh old, good old school. That's true. Before we talk about the album cover artwork, how would you describe this album technically? If you take the example how it differs to your earlier albums, what are the new stuff? What is the new stuff in there?
There's a lot of new stuff because you can, as you can say, Neil Leaf got its own style, in place somewhere around the Immortal.
Yes.
And after this release, it was more sort of evolution than revolution.
Mm-hmm.
It was always the same style, just evolving.
Yes.
And of course, there were some changes because always when some member leaves the band and the next one comes in, the style changes a bit. But it occurred that all of us actually that play currently in the Olive, we've got some I don't know how to express it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the same view. Like we wanted this release to sound the way. That it is like all of us, we wanted to sound the way that it is.
Yeah.
So it was really a consistent view of what we wanted to do. So, well, it is definitely more technical, it's definitely a bit more intense,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely more death metal-ish than black metal-ish.
Okay.
But still, there's always this this electronic feeling to it, like the samples that Yuri does, like the electronic keyboards and sort of stuff, which is not so much popular when it comes to death metal.
Yeah, that's true.
And it makes this recording to to taste a bit fresher. It's like a icing on a cake, I would
yes.
say.
Yeah.
So it's still the same that it used to be on the previous records.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely more intense.
Yes.
Way more intense.
Yes. Listen, and now about the album cover artwork. What is the idea? I mean, it's quite impressive, of course. And as the title in English says, that it's fire, wind, hell. I mean, it's very hellish, I mean, looking at it. So please tell me the idea behind it and who was the guy or girl who made it.
Well, firstly, I would like to say who made this artwork.
Yes, yes, please.
It was Miroslav Rimar, our friends from Krosnod. He did a pretty good job, actually.
Yes. Yes.
When it comes to the artwork itself, I think that it just wanted to express sort of it definitely mirrors the lyrics, actually, because
mm-hmm.
The previous idea about the album name was Infernalism.
Yeah.
And even though the concept changed a bit, it's still somewhere around it. So I think that the artwork just that was what is inside when it comes to music, just in a visual form. I think that is all I can say about it.
Okay, but it's a good one. I mean, it talks as you tell that it gives an idea about the lyrics, and it's very strong. So compliments also for that also. As I said earlier, that album came out last Monday, so it's a short time. But before already you had released some tracks for streaming. So please tell me what has been the feedback from your fans and critics.
Well, the feedback is pretty good. To be honest, like Neowave has some really strong fans that have been with the band for many, many years, and like they always like to say that you know, the band is so old and it's still going pretty well.
Yes,
it made a fresh record that is still Neowave, but it just sounds way better than the previous records. Way cleaner when it comes to the production and the sound engineering.
Yeah.
And still, the way the music is written is also like the same but fresh, something new. And we really like to read the reviews that say that, oh well, these guys know what they are doing.
Yeah.
Because they call that crystallized. So, reviews were pretty good, and we waited for the new ones.
Great. And what about next? I mean, now the album is out, And so when we will see you on tour or next shows, that you could tell where and when?
We got some gigs at the end of April, if I'm not wrong. And we've got some festivals planned for the summer. Always the festivals take place
yes.
in the summer.
Yes.
I don't really remember all the tour dates right now.
No worries. I will put them everything, you know, all the links that everybody can go and see and get the updates about them. I'm looking forward, and we are waiting for then the announcements about the tours and more shows, not only in Poland but also in Europe as well. And as earlier I mentioned that, or we were talking about the Neolith, that it's nearly 25 years. So next year is the anniversary year. So have you already some plans how to celebrate this important number?
Well, usually when it comes to some round numbers, when it comes to the age of the band,
yes.
there is a special gig
yes.
that's organized. And I think that we got to do something really, really special. But to be honest, it's not planned yet.
Okay.
It's still a year more to go.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But then I will...
Time planned.
Yes, and then we will hear about them, and that will be the one of the themes of our next interview, for sure.
Yeah.
Great. Listen, Irek, now it's already the last question, and the word is yours. So how would you like to close this chat, and what are your greetings to your fans and to our readers and listeners?
Oh, well, just listen to Neolith, come to our concerts, like, be a support for us, because we always like to play for you, and we always want to see you on our gigs. So, like, be our friends, just be our friends.
Okay, and then now the same in Polish, please, thank you.
Oh, well, just give me a sec, I don't really remember.
You can't switch between
yeah.
the languages.
It's hard to switch, yeah.
Yeah, try, just try, please, go
okay.
ahead.
Tak więc przychodźcie na nasze koncerty, słuchajcie naszych albumów, wspomagajcie nas, bo jesteście nam potrzebni tak samo jak my wam. Także dzięki wielkie i bądźcie naszymi przyjaciółmi.
Great. I fully agree on this. Great. Thank you. And now, Irek, I thank you so very much for this chat, and I'm sure it's not going to be our last one. So all the best for this weekend, and then looking forward to see you on the road.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a nice weekend.